The dress vest is called Alaskan Lady, and it is made from sea otter, Pribilof fur seal, Stellar sea lion, and beaver and lynx. Lynx from Kotzebue. Every one of these furs are from Alaska. And I harvested the seal, the Stellar sea lion, and the sea otter.
The Alaskan Lady is Christy Ruby's most recent award-winning piece. It's a long otter fur vest with a geometric pieced collar. It already had won one ribbon at the annual Santa Fe Market in August, and Ruby hadn't planned to enter it in the fashion competition. She didn't even know about a new category for contemporary work. Another designer she'd just met, Leslie Deer, told her about it minutes before it started.
She said, "I have to go. I got to get my girls ready." And I go, "What are you getting ready for?" She says, "It's a fashion show." "Oh, okay." She said, "You should enter your fur, your vest there." And I go, "I don't have anybody to wear it." "Well, if it fits me, I'd be honored to wear it." "Really? A fashion designer's going to wear my garment for me? That's unheard of nowadays. That's wonderful. Let's try it on." And it fit perfectly.
And this designer modeling Ruby's vest, she had her own items in the same category, the category that Ruby won. They're friends now. Sitting in a large, tidy, well-lit workshop above her garage, Ruby says she came up with the Alaskan Lady design in part because she wanted to use a whole bunch of different furs. Ruby explains the challenge of working with fur. It's nothing like fabric, she says. It grows in all different directions and different thicknesses, depending on what part of the animal it covered.
I had to find three matching hides for that, and they all had to look alike, and sea otters don't all look alike. They're very similar, but their tones are different, their color is different, and the trick is to make them look like they're one.
Ooh, there's pockets.
And there's pockets, lined pockets.
Can I?
Yeah, oh yeah. Comfy pockets. You gotta have pockets. Nothing without pockets. You gotta have a vest with pockets.
Usually a piece like the lady would have a lining to hide all the stitching, but Ruby left it unlined, and she labeled the underside of each piece of fur, so whoever buys it can see the work that went into it.
There's 72 pieces in that collar. Doesn't look like it, but that's the whole idea.
Ruby says she tries to make her art affordable and accessible. One way she's able to do that is hunting her own otter and seal. And she doesn't just use the fur. She eats seal, and what she can't eat, she shares. Ruby's sent seal up north to village school so kids can part it out themselves. She says it's healthier and less expensive than meat from the store, especially further north.
Never eaten seal. What does it taste like?
Everybody always asks me that. I'm going to start just storing seal dried jerky somewhere. Here, try it.
She says it tastes rich and wild. Ruby says all food that she's harvested herself has that essence.
You ingest what you just worked hard for, and for some reason it tastes, and you appreciate it so much more, and it tastes so much better.
Ruby stresses that her work is not about hunting. It's about art and creativity and celebrating her heritage. Hunting helps her create. And because she's Alaska Native, she can hunt animals that most furriers aren't allowed to touch, like otter.
I mean, it's amazing fur because it's all flat. It's all one level. Here's one right here, the whole thing. This is one whole sea otter. He goes all the way down to here, and he's even got his feet.
Oh, they're pretty big.
They're huge. So this is probably 75 to 100-pound animal.
Wow.
Yeah, he actually shrunk up in tanning. Normally, they're a lot wider than this.
Ruby is Tlingit from Klukwan and says working with and wearing fur takes her back to her ancestral roots. She's hunted since she was very young, and her grandfather was a carver, so art is another important part of her history. She became a graphic artist when she was a teenager and worked in Anchorage for a long time. But
every time I came back to Ketchikan, because I came here to go hunting one time, and every time I come back here, I felt better than I did in Anchorage.
So she packed up and moved here. She hunted, sold hides, lived in a tiny rented cabin, and taught herself to sew fur. Ruby still has the first piece she ever made. The purse never sold, so now it's hanging from her life board, a bulletin board in her workshop covered with ribbons she's won and images cut from magazines. On it are all the things she wanted to accomplish. Ruby has accomplished some of those already, mostly on her own, sometimes with help from people who just happened into her life. She mentioned a good friend who she met by chance because of an unusual hat size.
He had a big head. I need somebody to try on my hat. He volunteered. Since then, he's been in my life, so.
Big Head, friends forever. Some things just work out that way. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.